So we're going to have a conversation today about fringe benefits. I know it's a topic that we talk about every year. We're going to put a little bit of a spin on it this year. So we're going to talk about, from a high level, some of the fringe benefits that you work with on every day. But what we're going to add is a focus on employment tax audits, IRS employment tax audits. So we're going to add a level of what type of questions might you become familiar with if your organization is selected for an employment tax audit with regard to these fringe benefits. I'm sure that there's a lot of different viewpoints in the room on these, and hopefully you'll share with us. Everybody may have a different take on what's taxable, what's not taxable. That's what makes this interesting. From my viewpoint, I will tell you that I'm a CPA, so I tend to be somewhat conservative, and my family and friends will tell you that I am not fun at parties. I am no friend of anybody at the gym, because they will come in and they will say, hey, my spouse just won this great sales trip and we're going to Hawaii, or they might say something like, hey, my employer just gave me this really cool Yeti cooler. I think it's worth $250. And what I'll do is I'll sort of smile and go, that's taxable. So so I take a conservative approach. Maybe you do the same. So one of the things before we get started, how many of you have gone through an employment tax audit? Could we see any hands of people who have been? Okay, so a few. So we included this one slide for those of you who are familiar with it, that there has been a slight change in the process. Historically, what happens is you would get, if you were subject to an employment tax audit, your organization would get a contact letter from the IRS, and the contact letter would include what's called an IDR, an information document request.